you ever seen somebody at the grocery store? You ever seen a fella in there staring at a head of cabbage? I was up there one time. I seen a dude all by himself staring at a head of cabbage. I got a theory about that. That guy's wife sent him up there to get a head of lettuce. All cabbage ought to come with a label on it that says, "This is not what your wife wants you to buy." 3 days before Thanksgiving, my wife sends me up to the grocery store to get some yams. 45 daggone minutes, I'm looking for yams. I can't find a daggone yam. I come home, I said, "They ain't got no yams up there." He goes, "You mean to tell me 3 days before Thanksgiving they don't got no sweet potatoes at the grocery store?" I'll be right back. But I'm on a diet now. I'm eating nothing but Fruit Loops. But my wife has me on a... my wife has me on a diet now where I can have one cheat day. So I can have a hamburger with the cheese and the bun one day a week. Or anytime I drive by a fast food restaurant when she's not with me in the car. All right. She's a stickler, too. I'll tell you what. She'd be up here sleeping 2:30 in the morning. The dog go down there and bark at the door for 10 minutes. She don't hear nothing. She's racked out. I got to go down there and let the dog out. So next day I go down there. I'm kind of hungry. I pour a little bowl of Cap'n Crunch down there. I hear, "Get out of Cap'n Crunch!" What the hell? I should have barked when I poured that Cap'n Crunch in there. What I should have done. It sucks getting old and fat, I tell you. I remember when my beard turned white, my wife was like trying to comfort me. "Oh, that's okay, honey. I like somebody with a little salt and pepper in their beard. Made me feel a little better." Then she goes, "It's the corn in your teeth that's disgusting." I was going to say broccoli, but none of y'all believe I eat broccoli. All right, so I'd say that. You went upside down. Ah! I get done, I go, "You didn't tell me you went upside down." The guy running it goes, "It's not supposed to." How about that Ferris wheel? You like that Ferris wheel? Who, me either. Oh yeah, the Ferris wheel. That's a lot of fun, isn't it? Yeah. Nothing I like better in the whole world than being completely bored and terrified at the same time. Which, by the way, is the same thing my wife told me on her honeymoon right there. You ever get stuck on the Ferris wheel? Oh, man. I was up here with my kids. We were stuck. They was crying, freaking out, trying to calm them down. "Don't worry, kids. We'll be all right. I'm sure that guy running it with seven fingers and a pentagram tattoo. All right, I'm sure." My wife likes to go with me when I go to Las Vegas because she likes to go see the Chippendales. Yeah. You know why she likes going to the Chippendales? She didn't marry very good. She married a Chunkendale. She gives me money to put my clothes back on, but she does. I had to go get a flu shot one time. I didn't want to go to the doctor, and my wife goes, "Well, shoot, run up to Walmart. They're giving flu shots." Are you kidding me? I ain't getting a flu shot at Walmart. Daggum, normally I got to get vaccinated before I go in there. Get a flu shot at Walmart. The flu's the last thing I'm worried about at Walmart, all right? Daggum, they probably got Ebola behind a box in there somewhere I didn't know about. I was up there one time, there's a dude out front in a hazmat suit. I'm like, "Is it safe to go in there?" He goes, "Yeah, why?" I go, "You're in a hazmat suit." He goes, "I know, I work here. I'm collecting the carts."
I'm raising girls. It's all girls in my house, all girls. Whenever I say I'm raising girls, women always go, "Oh, it's gonna suck. Wait till they go through puberty. Your life is over." Really? Like you want a boy going through puberty with what they do around the house? Where are all our tissues? Why are we going through so many tissues? Why do I only have one sock? Where are my socks? Some hairy golem crawling down the hallway, taking a shower for an hour and a half, coming out all sweaty. Ah. You can have it. I'll take a girl anytime. Love girls. But I know there's a limit. There's a limit to how much I can teach them. At a certain point, I got to just back off because I don't know it, and my wife takes over. Because there's certain things that women know that you only learn from other women. You only share it with other women, and we don't really know it. It's like this weird martial art that makes you so strong and cunning. It's like this lady karate. Very devious. One of your master strokes is making us think that we're the powerful ones. I really thought it for years. Well, the whole game is set up that way, isn't it? I'll ask her on a date. I'll ask her to marry me. I'll give her my name. Oh. And women are very smart. They go along with it. Okay, maybe I'll hyphenate it, but all right. And then she does something one Sunday afternoon, and you realize, oh my God, she could kill me in a second. So much more cunning. Women will get rid of a lifelong friend just from an eye roll at dinner. Did you see how that bitch looked at me? And she's gone. You'll never see her again. Gone, like old time Russia. Out of the contacts, out of the picture frames, disappears. You know how scary that is to a man? To know that everyone in your life is on a giant roulette wheel of death? And that we're on there too, at 00, just going around? It's not gonna land on me, right? What are the odds? It's a terrifying concept to a man, because we never get rid of our friends ever, ever. Right? You meet a guy in kindergarten. If he's your friend, he's your friend for life. He could be the biggest jackass on the planet, too. He could become an alcoholic, drug addict, rob a liquor store, go to jail, come out 10 years later, come to your house, pee in your pool, hit on your wife. You're like, that's done. He's crazy, right? But you gotta love him. You gotta. Look what he's doing in the mailbox. Hilarious, dude. And you think the closer you get to a woman, the safer you'll be. And you're wrong. You're in more danger. Because you're being manipulated in ways you don't even know. Think about it. Every guy who's married is fatter than when he started. Everyone. You think that's a coincidence? You think men are just so overjoyed with matrimony that they're just walking around with chocolate sundaes? Wow! My life turned out so much better than I thought it would. No. The common denominator is that you're married to a woman. And when you marry a woman, you think she's gonna love you and care for you and cherish you, and you're wrong. Her first instinct is to keep you. She's a nester. The woman is a nester. She makes the nest, builds the nest, wants everyone in that nest all the time. And guys are always trying to leave the nest. Always. Just to look for worms or do loop-de-loops. Sometimes check out another nest. Who's in that nest? I'm just looking. And women are aware of this, and they want to prevent it from happening by feeding you all the time. Essentially making you too fat to fly. So if you ever try and leave, you land on the ground and waddle in circles like a fat duck. And then all the pretty birds look down. Oh, he's funny. I never have sex with him, but he's hilarious. But you should be more powerful. It makes perfect sense that women are strong because your lives are so much more difficult. You have so much more to deal with. It's amazing. A lot more to deal with. Just the makeup alone. Just this never-ending art project you're involved in. Carrying luggage around your entire lives.
Things change once you've been together a long time. We've been together a long time. Even how you resolve conflict. You know, because I remember in the beginning when we get in fights, I didn't think the relationship was strong enough to sustain it. You know, we get in a bad fight. I'm like, oh, we're going to break up. That's a bad fight. It's over. Like, we've been together so long now. When we get into it, I'm like, ugh. I'm going to see her tomorrow. But look, I'm like, if we're going to fight, that's fine. Just learn how to fight fair. That's all we ask. Fight fair. Stop doing dirty stuff. I'm like, you gonna do my laundry? Do my laundry. She gonna wash my clothes, get pissed off, and not dry them. I mean, they dry, but not the way they were supposed to. I'm out with my homeboys. They're like, y'all smell mildew? I'm like, I know, right? I've been smelling it all day. I think it's me. Anybody got a dryer sheet that I could rub on my body? And she evil. I think she washed them with a napkin because I had all types of paper ball crumbs on me. My pants was all crispy. They're like, Mike, you're going to have to meet us there. I show up to the club to bounce. Lover, man, just an emotional roller coaster. And man, we all have emotions. We're supposed to just learn how to manage them. That's it, because she's just a roller coaster of emotions. You don't even see the emotions show up. They just show up like, you don't care. You don't love me. You never loved me. Hey, wait. Did you just draw a heart on your chest? So you think everything is a damn joke? Ladies, what's up there when y'all get pissed off? What is that? Last time I went to investigate. Oh no, I can't see it, huh? You don't care. I do care. You don't. You don't care. I do. You don't care. I think I do. I think people need to be more considerate of other people's lack of emotion. How about I repeat that? People need to be more considerate of other people's lack of emotion. Yes, yes. Just because I don't care doesn't mean I don't care. I love differently. That doesn't mean it's less. You don't think I love her? This how much? If a train was coming, I'd push her out the way, save her life. Aw. What are you, heartless? It's like you're not even listening right now. I just said a train's coming. I pushed out the way and saved her life. That's romantic. Oh, too late, damn. It's like you're a crowd of hers. You're not listening. You know, I'll juxtapose to help you understand the romance level. I wouldn't do this for some of my exes. No. For them, I'd be like, Trey! Dang. I guess she didn't hear me. And I was the one who never listened.
You know what show I watched, I used to watch all the time was Oprah, because I'm a gangster. Nah, just playing. I already talked about that. I used to watch Oprah all the time, and I seen this dude on Oprah. He has a Guinness World Record for the fastest claps per second, which is, that's so dumb. Like, how do you, I got one person that machine gun, like, who's that? All right. Sound like she gonna fly away on a broom in a second. All right, so, all right. That's so funny. One of y'all got a spell on you. All right, so, I was watching Oprah and I seen this dude. He has the Guinness World Record for fastest claps per second, which is stupid. Like, how do you find out you're a fast clapper? He does 17 claps per second, okay? 17%, 1/1,000. That's 17 claps, y'all. How do you find out that you're the fastest clapper in the world? How do you figure that out? Like, you at a track meet, you're just cheering on your niece, like, run, Kathy! Run, Kathy! Run! Linda! Get the camera, Linda! Get the camera! I bet they love me at campfires. I can't start a fire. Don't even worry about it, Kathy! Get the sticks, Linda! So stupid. All right. I lost like 80 brain cells doing that joke. I appreciate it. Were you trying to reenact my joke? She's like, maybe I can tell him to do it. You're great. You know what I want to be when I grow up? I would love to be not broke. That'd be amazing. I don't want to be rich. I just want enough money to get robbed. Like, that'd be cool. That's why I don't get that saying broke is a joke. I think it's a dumb saying. I've never looked at my empty wallet and was like, I can't pay rent. This is so funny. Because it's not. Nothing funny about being broke. You want to hear a broke joke? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nobody, because I got evicted, okay? Broke as a teardrop. I mean, I went on a trip the other day. I do have a girlfriend. She's pretty dope. You know what I hate about people when they just see me? They just assume. They look at me like, oh, he like white girls. I hate that. I don't know why I'm with the way I'm dressed or something. It's so annoying. My girlfriend's white. But listen, this is the first one I've ever dated. All right, so, and it's new. It's different. It is a little bit different. Like, for instance, we were in Nevada. We was in Death Valley. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's beautiful, right? So nice. And we were driving through, and I was like, this is beautiful. And then she was like, yeah, these mountains are beautiful. Let's go climb them. And I was like, you know what I mean? But she wasn't laughing with me. Like, she was like, yeah, let's climb, you know? And I'm not trying to be like, oh, man, that's some white people stuff. Like, I don't want to say, like, I don't want to do that. I don't want, oh, only white people. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say that only all the black people I know wouldn't have suggested that. That's all I'm going to say, because it's some white people stuff. So anyway, we decided to climb the mountains, and it was dope. It was really fun until we seen some doo-doo on the ground. And I was like, yo, did you do that when I wasn't looking? Because that's pretty talented. I didn't even see you do that. I didn't see you do that. She's like, no, it wasn't me. And I was like, well, it wasn't me. Probably an animal. I'm leaving. She's like, don't worry about it. It's probably a mountain lion. I was like, what? It's a mountain lion. She's like, look, mountain lions are more afraid of us than we are of them. And I was like, how do you know that? She's like, I researched it. I was like, look, I'm not going to see a mountain lion. And they're going, I Googled you. Like, I'm not. That's so stupid. Mountain lion, oh, my bad. I didn't know that you had internet. I don't know. I'm done.
My parents named me Sashir, which is hard for some people to pronounce, which I get. There's two S's in there. So, one's a sh, so it's like, what do we do? And the people who get my name wrong the most are white people. And I don't want to make it a race thing, but numbers are in. Studies have shown that the demographic that consistently gets my name wrong are Caucasian. I did this show once, and the host was white, and probably still is, and she could not get my name for the life of her. Kept saying things like Shashir or Sahir and moving letters around in my name and attacking it like a Sudoku puzzle. And I was like, it's cool, really. You can call me Sheer for short if you can't get it. And she looks at me and she goes, can I just call you Jane? And I was like, if you want to give me a slave name. You can't do that. Just change someone's name for the convenience? Is this Roots? Are you trying to Toby me right now? And every time that happens, I want to get so sassy and be like, oh, I'm sorry, my name's too ethnic for you. Sorry, you can't fit all that heritage in your little lips. But I don't really have a right to be angry in that regard, because my name's not actually from any island or African culture. It's from Star Trek. My parents are Trekkies. Technically Trekkers, that's what the fans were called when the show first came out. And they were watching an episode together, season 2, episode 50. And Captain Kirk was flirting with this alien princess, as he does. And he gave her a rose, and she goes, oh, we have something like this on my planet, except it's made out of crystal, and it's called Sashir. And my parents were like, yes! That'll be our daughter. And they gave each other a Vulcan high five and called it a night. And my parents were really into Trekkie culture. My mom found the original script where my name comes from and realized that my parents accidentally misspelled my name. So she sent me the script and goes, do you want to change the spelling of your name? Just for accuracy purposes. And I was like, no, I was 20 years old when she sent that to me. It was way too late. And I was like, also, are you trying to Toby me right now? But I didn't like it. I didn't like that my name was from Star Trek, because I didn't want people to know that my parents were nerds. So I'd like make up all these different definitions for my name, like, it's a crystal from far away. So far away, don't look it up. But I really wanted a name that connected me to my culture, to my background, like the name of an African tribe or a country or a warrior or something. But then I got older and I started to realize I have no reason to feel that way, because my name actually does represent my culture, and it shows me that I'm part of an even smaller minority, Black nerds.